This is Alive with Joseph.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Welcome to day four. Amen. We've been looking at Dominion Mandate for Supernatural Shift. Dominion Mandate for Supernatural Shift. And we've established quite a whole lot of things. So I'm just going to continue. What, when you look at the book of Genesis chapter 1, which is our key scripture, you will discover that what gave Adam dominion in the Garden of Eden was righteousness. Adam was righteous, and the righteous, the Bible says, is as bold as a lion. According to Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, it says, "Say ye to the righteous also that it shall be well with him, for they shall do what? Eat the fruit of their doings." The righteous is as bold as a lion, and the Bible now says, "Say to the righteous, it shall be well with him." Why? Because they will eat the fruit of their doings. It didn't say to the Christian, but it says, "Say to the righteous that it shall be well with him." It didn't say the Christian is as bold as a lion. He said the righteous is as bold as a lion. That is to say, it is possible to be a Christian, but you don't have an understanding of righteousness. It is possible that you're a Christian, you don't have an understanding of righteousness. Understand, friends, that the righteousness of God has to be revealed in the heart of the believer. When righteousness is revealed, then the believer is established in righteousness. When you are established in righteousness, inferiority complex disappears, fear disappears, timidity disappears. Listen, friends, you do not study righteousness. It is not an academic subject. You must receive righteousness by revelation. It has to be revealed to you. That is why where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is cowardice. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is inferiority complex. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, that believer becomes weak. When there's no revelation of righteousness, that believer is paralyzed. When there is no revelation of righteousness, that believer is not emboldened to become all that God has ordained for them to be. Where there is no believer, where there is no revelation of righteousness, the believer cannot walk in boldness. The believer cannot pray prayers and expect an answer. Why? Because righteousness emboldens the believer. And the devil knows that the platform of righteousness is where faith operates. The devil knows that the platform through which faith operates is the platform of righteousness. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 verse 17, he says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Therein, in righteousness, is the righteousness of God revealed. And it goes, when it is revealed to you, you are able to go from one level of faith to another level of faith. And it says here, as it is written, the just, or the uncompromisingly righteous, shall live by faith. So on righteousness, faith is a progressive adventure. On righteousness, faith is a progressive adventure. That is to say, you don't have to struggle for faith to operate when you understand or when you have received the revelation of righteousness. Why? Because where righteousness is, faith flows naturally. The reason why many believers' faith is failing is because of the lack of revelation of righteousness. The reason why many believers, they cannot release their faith to receive what God has given to them is because of the lack of revelation of righteousness. And the Bible makes it clear that if there is no faith, there can be no victory. Why? 1 John chapter 5 verse 4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Our faith is what enables us to overcome the world. And the devil knows that. So that is why he makes sure that the believer is not establishing righteousness, so that the believer's faith can continuously waver, so that the believer's faith cannot be stable, so that the believer's faith cannot be steady. Then Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16 now tells us, it says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." That is, with the shield of faith, you can quench cancer. With the shield of faith, you can quench every sickness, infirmity that the enemy throws at you. With the shield of faith, you can quench demonic oppression. With With the shield of faith, you can quench poverty. With the shield of faith, you can quench affliction. With the shield of faith, you can quench repeated patterns, repeated negative patterns. You can quench it with the shield of faith. With the shield of faith, you can quench every operation of the adversary. With the shield of faith, you can quench every operation of the adversary. The Bible actually paints it this way for us. In the book of the same book, Ephesians 6:16, TPT translation, it says, in every battle, take faith as your wraparound shield, for it is able to extinguish the blazing arrows coming at you from the evil one. That is, with the shield of faith wrap around you, you are able to extinguish blazing arrows that the enemy sends to you. Blazing arrows that is coming from the evil one. The blazing arrows is not there to make you good. The blazing arrows is to destroy you. So he said, with the shield of faith, you can cancel, you can extinguish the blazing arrows of sickness, blazing arrows of death, blazing arrows of poverty, blazing arrows of time trouble. With the shield of faith, you can extinguish the blazing arrows of business failure. With the shield of faith, you can extinguish the blazing arrows of career failure. With the shield of faith, you can extinguish the blazing arrow of marital failure. I pray for you today, every blazing arrow that I've been sent in your direction, with the shield of faith, I extinguish it in the name of Jesus. I extinguish it in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. And I declare over you this month, I announce this year, 2026, every operations of the enemy over your life, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. With the shield of faith, I extinguish ulcer out of your body in the name of Jesus. With the shield of faith, you that is watching me online, I extinguish cancer out of your body in the name of Jesus. With the shield of faith, I quench every debt in the name of Jesus. I quench shame in the name of Jesus. I quench blood disease in the name of Jesus. With the shield of faith, I extinguish depression out of your life in the name of Jesus. This year of supernatural shift by the power of the Holy Ghost, I put an end to affliction in your household in the name of Jesus. You that have been believing God for a job, it looks like jobs are not coming. I stand here today, I declare with the shield of faith, I put an end to unemployment in your life in the name of Jesus. You're believing God for school fees, with the shield of faith, I put an end to lack in your life in the name of Jesus. I put an end to lack in your family in the name of Jesus. You are believing God to be admitted at the university. With the shield of faith, I put an end to lack of admission in the name of Jesus. With the shield of faith, I put an end and I terminate hindrance and whatever has hindered you before now in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your highest praise tonight. So with the shield of faith, we extinguish blazing arrows that the evil one sends. So he says, therein is the righteousness of God revealed. It has to be revealed, because if it is not revealed, it cannot be received. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 16, verse 17, and Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you. So he said to Peter, from now on, I say you are Peter, you are the rock, and upon rocks like you. How many rocks are in the house tonight? He said, I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Upon the truth that is revealed to you, Peter, I will build my church and the gates of hell cannot prevail against you. My friend, they cannot prevail. They may fight you, they cannot prevail against you. They may gather together against you, they cannot prevail against you. They may conspire against you, they cannot prevail against you. Let them team up against you. After they team up, before they share grace, they will scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. I said they cannot prevail against you in the name of Jesus. They cannot prevail against you in the name of Jesus. Who is he that says a thing and it comes to pass when the Almighty has not approved it? I declare over you tonight, every gang up against you in 2026, they will not prevail against you in the name of Jesus. Celebrate the Lord if you believe it tonight. Give the Lord your praise. Child of God, you are unmovable. You are unshakable. Amen. So he says, in righteousness, Isaiah 54 verse 14, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression. You are far from oppression when you are established in righteousness, for you will not fear. The reason why many believers are afraid, they are not established in righteousness. The reason why many believers are not sure if God answered them or not when they prayed is because they are not established in righteousness. The reason why many believers are not having answered to prayers, it's not because God is not a prayer answering God. He actually answered you before you prayed. He answered you before you prayed. The reason many are not receiving answers to prayers is because they are not established in righteousness. He said, righteousness you shall be established. You will not be afraid. Thou shalt not fear. And from terror, for it shall not come near you. This year, no terror will come near you in the name of Jesus. So that means, friends, where there is no revelation of righteousness, you cannot be established. You cannot escape being oppressed by the adversary. You cannot escape being oppressed. That is why, you know, I can run all the deliverance service I want to run for you. If you don't understand righteousness, in fact, after we run the deliverance service, by the time you get home, the demons are waiting. They are waiting to oppress you, because you are delivered from oppression when you are established in righteousness. It's not when we run deliverance service, come out fire. No. You are established. The scriptures are clear. Put it on the screen, please. Put that Isaiah 54:17. He said, in righteousness you shall be established. Thou shalt be far. Anyone that is established in righteousness, they are far from oppression. I announce, you are far from oppression in the name of Jesus. I say you are far from terror in the name of Jesus. It says it will not come near you. It will not come near you. Why? Because you are a fire carrier. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. This is what the devil doesn't want you to know, because he knows that the day you come face to face with this truth and the revelation opens up in your spirit, you walk in dominion. And that is why there are people who have stayed long in the church, yet they are not established. Why? Righteousness has not been revealed. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is victim mentality. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is sin consciousness. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is guilt and condemnation. Where there is no revelation of righteousness, there is inferiority complex. It is the revelation of righteousness that makes you stand out bold. And when you pray with boldness. Why? James 5:16 says, the effectual, fervent prayer of who? A righteous man. Of a Christian. A fervent prayer of a Christian. Not the fervent prayer of a Christian, but of a righteous man, makes tremendous power available. So therefore, friends, righteousness has to be revealed. Righteousness is the foundation that establishes the believer. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Please celebrate the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What then is righteousness? Number one, it is the nature of God taking hold of a man at the point of salvation. It is the nature of God taking hold of a man at the point of salvation. Righteousness deletes the record of the past. A righteous man is a new species, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. A righteous man is a new species that never existed before, that has no record of yesterday. Righteousness, therefore, establishes you. The reason we have so many people in the church of Jesus Christ who are struggling with what they ought not to be struggling with is because they have no revelation of their righteousness. Also understand, friends, there is an element of righteousness that requires your pursuit. There is an element of righteousness that requires your pursuit, according to Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things will be given to you. So the righteousness of God is revealed upon all, and unto all them that believe, there is no difference. Hear this, friends, what any believer you admire or any man of God you admire is doing, you too can do it. Why? Because all of us are trading in the same currency, and it is called righteous currency. It is called righteous currency. When we all come up to the revelation of our righteousness, we all become proof producers. The greatest problem of your average believer is ignorance. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, having a form of godliness. Many believers are in this state, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. He said, from such, turn away. Having a form of Christianity, but lacking the power to overcome earthly battles. Many Christians carry the title Christian, but yet they are decorated with earthly shame, embarrassment, and affliction. Why? Because the title Christian cannot make up for revelation. Oh, you didn't hear me. The title Christian cannot make up for revelation. Your amazing, beautiful church suit you wear like this, your church suit you wear, it can't make up for revelation. Because revelation is the mother of revolution. When it is not revealed to a man, he cannot receive. So the title Christian or the title bishop, apostle, deacon, whatever you like, you answer. In the realms of the spirit is irrelevant. What matters is revelation. That is why you can see someone that is called an ordinary brother Joseph. And one is answering apostle so-so. But brother Joseph is walking in dominion. Apostle so-so is oppressed. Why? Because in the spirit realm, it is not the title you give yourself. It is the revelation available to you. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So, titles cannot make up for revelation. They cannot make up for revelation. Titles cannot make up for revelation. Because the title Christian cannot make up for it. Many believers, they are lacking revelation. But when revelation comes, the devil can do nothing about you. When revelation comes, no devil can stand you. No devil can stand a believer that has acquired revelation. I pray for you. Let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened in the name of Jesus. According to Ephesians 1, let the eyes of your understanding be flooded with light. Let revelation come to you in the name of Jesus. Give the Lord your praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hear me, friends. There is no degree that can compete with revelation. Demons don't understand Queen's English. You know, it's called God. It's called my friend. After you speak, do you have revelation? After you put the English in the right places, make the right sentences. When you finish, you better have revelation. Amen. Amen. Because at the appearance of revelation, demons must bow. Devils cannot decode revelation. Matthew 13, 11. It is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom. But to them, it is not given. Satan cannot understand mystery because God has not given it to him to know. Your life is a mystery that Satan cannot stop. He cannot stop your future. Your future is a mystery. Satan cannot stop your destiny. Your destiny is a mystery. You are unstoppable. That is why whatever the devil is doing now, he is actually doing it to help your destiny. Whatever Satan is doing, he is doing it to advance your life, because your destiny is a mystery. Thunder mystery. Hey, hear me, child of God. All things work together for your good, including the good, the bad, and the ugly. Why? Because your destiny is a mystery. Satan thinks he has pushed you down. But one thing he doesn't know, according to Proverbs chapter 24 verse 16, for though the righteous fall 7 times, they rise again. But the wicked stumble when calamity strikes. The righteous fall, he rises again. So when Satan thinks that he has pushed you down, he doesn't know that there is something in you that permits for rising. I announce, you are rising again in the name of Jesus. If you are falling, rise in the name of Jesus. Child of God, you are like the wind according to John 3:8. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell hence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is what? born of God. He now continued, 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever your family name is irrelevant, whatsoever your academic qualification irrelevant, whatsoever your bank balance irrelevant, whatsoever your skin color is irrelevant, whatsoever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world. What is it? Your faith. Thunder, I am an overcomer. Thunder, I am an overcomer. Everyone that is born of God overcomes the world. Just like the wind, people are seeing you today. They cannot decode you. They cannot tell where you're coming from. Neither can they tell where you are going. But one thing is guaranteed. One thing is guaranteed. Can I tell you what is guaranteed? They will surely feel your impact. 2026, they will feel your impact in the name of Jesus. They will feel your impact in the name of Jesus. In the marketplace, they will feel your impact in the name of Jesus. In that office, they will feel your impact in the name of Jesus. In the industry where your business is, they shall feel your impact in the name of Jesus. Give me two powerful amen. Give the Lord your praise. Friends, righteousness must be revealed. Hebrews 5:13, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. He didn't say he's unskillful in Christianity. He said he's unskillful in the word of righteousness. Actually, the NIV translation paints this picture for us. Hebrews 5:13 NIV. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. He said anyone that is still using milk is not acquainted. He's an infant rather. And the reason is because they are not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. And that is what I'm teaching you. That's why I've gathered you for 21 days as we are fasting, we're praying, taking charge of the year. And I'm taking the time to teach you. I'm sweating it out so that you can sweat it in. Amen. That's what I'm teaching you. That's what I'm teaching you, so that you can be skillful in the word of righteousness. Who is an infant or who is a babe? It is someone that has been in the church for donkey years and is unskillful in the word of righteousness, or is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness. An infant is not that person that just came to church today for the first day. An infant is not that person who just gave their life to Christ. An infant or a baby in Christ is one who is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Not unskillful in the word of God. No, he said unskillful in the word of righteousness. Why? Because righteousness is a revelation. How do I know a Christian that is unskillful in the word of righteousness, or that is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness? Number one, such a Christian is a victim of condemnation. If you are still in condemnation, it shows you are a babe. You are an infant. You are not skillful in the word of righteousness. Number two, such a person, they are moved by what they see, what they are moved by what they feel, they are moved by what they hear. When a Christian is skilled in the word of righteousness, neither of these things move me. Why? Because it is not about what you feel, it is about what God says. It is not about what you hear, it is about what God says. It is not about what you see, it is about what God says. If God says you can, my friend, you can. And let God be true, and let every man be a liar. Hallelujah. Let's read 2 Timothy. Let's read. It says, all scriptures is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So the mission of scripture is to bring instruction, not in Christianity, but instruction in righteousness. The mission of preaching is to instruct you in your rights. When I preach, what I'm doing is I'm instructing you in your rights. I am instructing you in your right. I'm more like reading out your right from the Constitution. Why? Because righteousness, what is righteousness? Righteousness is the believer's bill of rights. You have a right to prosper. It is not a privilege. You have a right to be the head and not the tail. It is not a privilege. It is your fundamental born again righteous rights to be the head and not the tail. You have a right to be above only and not beneath. Is your right. Is your fundamental born again righteous rights. You have a right to prosper. What then again is righteousness? Righteousness is the DNA of God in the life of a believer. It is the nature of God in the believer. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus," or made righteousness of God in him. We didn't become righteous. You were made righteous. It was conferred on you. How do I know that? Romans 4:5. "But to him that walketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth ungodly, his faith is accredited, is counted for righteousness." You did nothing. You believe in what Jesus has done. You are righteous. Somebody say, "But pastor, I stole some years ago." Are you born again? Yes. If you're born again, then you are righteous. If you're not born again, then you're not righteous. If you're born again, then you're righteous. Well, because that is what righteousness does. The righteousness deletes the past. Verse 17 of the same 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 17 says, "That the man of God," or that the believer, "may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." That the believer may be thoroughly furnished. So the furnishing of every believer is as a result of instruction in righteousness. Why are many believers not furnished? Because not all believers or not all Christians are instructed in righteousness. When we instruct you in your fundamental righteous rights, you are furnished. You know what belongs to you that you should take. Righteousness brings you to a realm of being thoroughly furnished. There are many Christians who are all over the place, but their lives are not furnished. I declare over you tonight, as your amen agrees with me, your destiny is furnished in the name of Jesus. I say you are furnished in the name of Jesus. So the righteousness of faith has to be revealed. And one of the things that the devil has used against the church of Jesus Christ and against many believers is condemnation. People are waiting to feel before they believe that God loves them. They are waiting to feel. My friend, relationship with God is not feelings. Relationship with God is not feelings. They are, when you are waiting to feel before you understand the love of God, it means you are unskillful in the word of righteousness. When you are instructed in righteousness, you move beyond feeling to knowing. I know my wife loves me. I don't have to feel it. There are days I don't feel like it, but I know she loves me. It's a knowing. Oh, my friend. There is a knowing. The same way I know I'm a man. I know I'm a man. You can't confuse me. There is a knowing. When you know, it emboldens you. So, our relationship with God is not a feeling. It is a knowing. So when you are instructed in righteousness, you move beyond feeling to knowing. Daniel 11:32. "But the people that do know their God shall be what? Strong, and they will do exploits." I prophesy you will do exploits this year in the name of Jesus. I announce you are strong in the name of Jesus. See, listen friends, the devil knows this. That is why he brings condemnation. A man or a woman, a brother, a sister that is unskillful in the word of righteousness, when he starts praying, he starts praying, ragaga, 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 ragaga. The enemy just needs to play a picture. Pew. Then from ragaga, ragaga. Raga, raga. Ga, ga. The ra is missing. Then the next thing, oh, baba, nkulu, nkulu, baba, baba, wee. He start crying. And the enemy just goes to one corner and smile and say, on to the next. Because at that point, boldness has disappeared. And the Bible says, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. We don't just come boldly, we remain boldly in the throne of grace. Give the Lord your praise tonight. So all that the devil needs to do is to flash his past or her past. The devil knows that the only way to defeat you is to remind you of your past. And Paul speaking in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, he says, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I forget what is behind. I reach forth to those things which are before me. Why did he have to forget the past? Listen, Paul had a horrible past. That man was brutal. That man was dangerous. That man was the most wicked human being on the earth. He killed Christians. But yet, he said, I forget the past. You are the one reminding yourself of his past. It's your business. Keep talking about his past. He said, I forget the past. And God also has forgotten his past. The moment you come to God, the blood of Jesus has the power to delete the record of the past. Thunder, I am righteous. That's why you've got to have faith in the love that God has for you. We've got to have faith. Let me read this as I close. Just give me 2 more minutes. Let me tie it here because tomorrow we enter another dimension. All right, let me read this. Therefore, I'm reading the book of Romans, Romans chapter 3. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, but now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. How many knows this scripture? Very few. Or maybe even all. But let me read the next one. Put the next one for me. How many know this scripture? How many know this scripture? How many? You know this scripture, isn't it? For all have, even you quote it. When you want to make people feel guilty, you quote it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. My sister, confess it before me. And yet, it was a conversation. It was a conversation. So, the church, many believers, take it out of context. It was a conversation. When you now read even downwards, you will see what he has to say. Go to verse 24. Do you see now? Whatever was said in 23 was not canceled. He said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ. So this is why many believers are in condemnation. We take a verse, we pull it out of context. And that is why many have all their life, all that they have heard is sin consciousness. Sin consciousness. The earlier verses was a message of righteousness. But when the adversary wants to mess you up, he focuses, zeroes in on that so that condemnation can continue to thrive. Then the Apostle Paul now comes to us and tells us that when you understand that you are righteous, then you will not continue in sin. Because Romans chapter 6 verse 1 to 4 now says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin so that grace may increase? By no means, we are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death, we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. My friend, you have a new life. You have a new life. A new life that is above sin. Child of God, we are to live a new life because we have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to live above sin. We have died to sin. Child of God, when a believer lives a habitual sinful life, is an indication that they have not fully allowed Christ to be formed in them. Let me show you another scripture. For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people. It teaches us to say no. I'm reading Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 14, NIV translation. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passion, and to live self-controlled, upright, godly lives in this present age. While we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all the wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. When you understand that you're righteous, you are eager to do what is good. You're not doing what is good to be righteous. You do what is good because you are righteous. Friends, God's saving grace has appeared to all people, not just as forgiveness, but as a divine teacher that trains you and I as believers to renounce ungodliness and worldly desires. And instead, we are to live a self-controlled, upright, godly lives in the present age while we are waiting for the glorious return of our Savior. Child of God, through grace, transforms our actions. He teaches us to live righteously, to depend on God for the strength to deny sin. We depend on God. We depend on God. We are not dependent on our own strength. We depend on God, because by strength shall no man prevail. That is where now you have righteousness by pursuit, as I said earlier on. Righteousness by pursuit, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And that's what you're doing right now. Fasting is righteousness by pursuit. You are seeking first his kingdom and his righteousness. And can I tell you this? All these other things people are dying for shall be added to you in the name of Jesus. I say shall be added to you in the name of Jesus. So righteousness is the platform for dominion. I can't even preach dominion, or I can't even talk about supernatural shift until I get you to this point. Until I get you to this point. Hallelujah. There's a song by a dear servant of God. Powerful song. Very powerful song. Very powerful. The song says, we fall down. We fall down. Can Pastor Aubrey, can you sing it for me the way they sang it? For a just is just, for a saint is just a sinner who fell. But God is a lie. You can't be fluctuating being a saint and a sinner. The day you got born again, you became a saint, because the sin nature was dealt with. So when a saint falls, it is a saint on the ground that must get up. Actually, what is making you wanting to get up is because of the saint nature in you. Sinners don't fall and they want to get up. No. In fact, a sinner commits sin, they don't see anything wrong in it. But you, as a saint, you sin, you see something wrong. That is why it should actually be, for a saint is just a saint who fell down and still must get up. So, Pastor, when I make mistake, what should I do? Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up! When you make mistake, get up! We have not attained perfection. We will only attain perfection when we get to heaven. So, when you make mistake, what do you do? For a saint is just a saint who fell down but must get up. Give the Lord your praise tonight. There are many saints who are on the ground who must get up. And the enemy is telling you, you are not a sinner. No, get up. It is time to get up. The kingdom is waiting. There are things to be done. There are souls to be won. There are lives to be transformed. You can't keep staying on the ground. Get up! Give the Lord your praise tonight. Let's go home. Place your hand on your eyes. Say, Heavenly Father, open my eyes to see my true nature. Open my eyes to see my inheritance. Holy Spirit, illuminate my spirit. Shine the light of God in my heart. Grant me insight. Grant me access to the truth, to revelation. In Jesus' name, Pray for yourself. Just 1 minute.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.